Selina, I'm sorry that this is a little earlier than good, according to your digestion situation. It is not easy to listen to a seminar right after one has taken prasadam, but usually we will have our seminars 1 hour later and then you have already digested. Also this session will be a session which is a little easier than the other ones which will follow. Hare Krishna. Problem in the foot? No? All right. So we will start with Jaya Radha Madhava and our devotees will come.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kanya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kanya Vihari. Gopigana Pallava Girivarada Ji. Gopigana Pallava Girivarada Ji. Rana na braja rana rana na. Yasoda na 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 braja rana rana na. Jamuna tira tanatari. Damuna Tira Tanatari. Deya Radha Madhava Kanya Vihari. Deya Radha Madhava Kanya Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
5:30 today. Tomorrow we will also start at 4 o'clock and go up till 5:30. But starting from tomorrow onwards, we will start at 5 o'clock, so that you have well digested, have maybe taken a little left side sleep, and are ready for the experience. Let me describe to you a little bit how this seminar came together. In my own life in Krishna consciousness, I could see more and more how absolutely necessary it is to feel the connection to Krishna. I could see how in my own life in Krishna consciousness I was always looking for answers, and I saw the necessity to find these answers from the Lord within the heart. And the reason why I felt like this was because I had an experience when I came to Krishna consciousness which made it very clear to me that Krishna is everywhere and is just waiting for us to reveal himself and guide us in our own spiritual lives. Let me describe to you the experience. It was in 1971 or 72 when I first took the courage together to visit our Hamburg temple. It needed courage because the devotees looked so different from the people I was accustomed to associate with. I was afraid if I go to these people, then I don't know how to move in their circles. I needed courage to go, and I remember how I visited the temple, and no one had time for me. They said, sit here on the sofa, and if someone has time, you're lucky. It's in the midst of the week. So, I sat at the sofa and looked at everything and waited until finally some super stressed devotee came, and he said, I think you want to know something about Krishna consciousness, but I have no time. I have to finish this magazine. There is a deadline, and I have to work the whole afternoon. But I will tell you one thing about Krishna. Krishna is in every atom and between every atom. Now I have no time any longer, and he went back to his service. Still remember to this time what this did to me. I was looking at the cupboard next to me, the shranka, and I was thinking, Krishna is between in every atom of the shranka. Shranka? Utmanich, yes. Always it's different than I think. He is in between every atom and in every atom as well. And I thought, far out. Then I remember going out of the temple because no one had time for me, and going into the train and just meditating all the time with great faith. Krishna is in every atom and between this train. And then, my dear devotee, something happened which is described by many mystics in different world religions. My whole perception of reality changed. I saw the train which I had used many times to be full of a divine light. Hare Krishna. I heard how the people who were talking, the ordinary Hamburg Prajalpa, you know, the increase of wages and the strike of the dock workers in the harbor, so on. I heard how these conversations all turned into divine sound. In other words, my reality, or to make it very clear, my train was no longer an ordinary reality on an ordinary train. it had become transformed by the presence of the Lord, who was there and who, because I was a little faithful, revealed himself just a little bit. I heard divine sound, divine music, divine... I saw the seats to be divine on which I was sitting. The bored people who were standing in the train like this, they all look different. Krishna is in every atom in between. This was a realization which transformed me totally in my own Krishna consciousness. I began to develop great faith. Much later, I found out that the process of Krishna consciousness is to make contact with this Lord in the heart. Prabhupada wrote, if you cannot talk with God, if you cannot hear him, what is the use of your religion? You are a dead man or a dead woman. Hare Krishna. So in this seminar, I wish to give you some ideas, some ways and means how you can come in contact with the Lord of your heart and end your own bewilderment. Hari Bol. It's also for you, Veerachandra. It's for... Let me start with this mystical... to explain to you this transcendental communication with a quotation from Srila Prabhupada, and then we will look at some videos. Prabhupada Kaja. Similarly, just as you can see a television picture transmitted from thousands and thousands of miles away, you can always see Govinda in your heart if you prepare yourself properly. This is stated in the Brahma Sanghita. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadeva hridayeshu vilokayanti. There is a television within your heart. It is not that you have to purchase the television set. It is there in your heart. And God is also there. You can see him. You can hear him. You can talk with him, provided you repair the machine. And this repairing process is Krishna consciousness. You can look now at this television here. At this moment the television is not working. You do not see any clear picture. What you see is some hazy, fugy things. If the television is repaired, you will be able to see a picture. In the same way, if you look now into your heart, can you see Krishna? Dayalu Prabhu. Can you hear him? So-so. Mala-mala. Can you actually receive answers from him? This question we have to ask. The Lord is in the heart of everyone. He is in every atom in between. But can we hear him? Can we communicate with him? Many times devotees who hear such a start of a lecture or seminar say, Sachinanda Swami, you're going too far. Prabhupada said, first deserve, then desire. First become qualified. Then you can desire to speak with the Lord. Sachinanda Swami, you are exaggerating. We are not advanced enough to make a contact with Krishna. Do you also know this in your own heart? This feeling? I shouldn't go too far, really. Let me eat and chant my rounds and, you know, hear about the newest things and, you know, marry and have a good family life. And this is enough. Don't become too spiritual, please. If we don't become very spiritual, we will be forced to become little material and then very material. This is a very serious, if a devotee after many years or some time in spiritual life has no direct connection with the Lord, he will develop pleasures in the material world. It's very important. A materialist can eat by can eat food, grains and potatoes and drink some pivo. But a spiritualist needs a different type of nourishment. He needs some experience, Krishna conscious experience. So I would like to prepare us a little for this seminar, which is a seminar to repair our television, our spiritual television, by showing you first of all a video which will make it a little clear how even as when we were in material life, we felt some connection to the Lord. In our movement, there was one project called the Faith Book, Kniga Vera. It was a book where the different experiences of devotees were written down. Experiences how Krishna saved them in a very dangerous situation. We will now see a mountain climber who was saved by, next time our TV will be bigger, I hear. So now if you can't see so clearly, maybe we have to put this down. Come closer, huh? I'm going into the Himalayan mountains, to the Nangat Parbat, the highest mountain in the, not the highest, one of the highest mountains. The Germans say, this is our mountain. The whole nation of Germany is obsessed with the fever to, that we climb on this mountain. The 29th of June 1946. It's a very difficult climb. My baby must be 1 month old now. I'm so confused that I don't climb with my usual security. Down? No, no, nothing, nothing. Climb on, climb on.
Das Wetter wird schlechter, wir sollten uns anseilen.
The weather becomes worse. We have to find ourselves with the ropes. I will lead you. Thank you. Tanks are coming. Can you hear me? That you saved me. Nothing. For a moment they are very nice to each other, but then they begin to quarrel in German, and I don't want to show you this to you. Please take your seat again and let us open the thing. The point of this video was to remind you of some situation in your life which was extremely dangerous, a situation which you could not solve on your own, a situation where you were mysteriously helped. I think sometimes you know the situation in a car accident where all of a sudden, when you're in the midst of the greatest danger, something happens so that there is no that the danger is gone. Do you have some experiences where you felt that somehow there was divine help? Sometimes women who give birth to the child feel at the moment where it is getting so difficult, all of a sudden, the Lord has helped them. In our own lives of Krishna consciousness, I have heard one story about devotees who were going on Sankirtan, or driving on Sankirtan, and it was a street in Sweden. On both sides of the road were rocks. They had followed a truck for about 4 hours, and they really wanted to go fast to the next place, but they couldn't look at the road and see if it was safe to overtake the truck. So finally the driver decided, anyways, I will just drive. And he started to drive. And when he was just next to the truck, this is the truck, huh? He saw how another big van came from the opposite direction. Now he couldn't go back, he couldn't drive before the truck, he was trapped, and he was heading for a head-on collision. In utmost pain or desperation, he just threw the steering wheel to the left side, and then he was thinking the Sankirtan van would go against the rocks on the side of the road. But no, there was a little road which went just this way, and the van went like bang, 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 and stopped, they were saved. Who put this road there? Later they came back, there was no road like this any longer. It is unusual. No roads are built like this, in this angle. And many, many things. If you think a little bit deeply, maybe about your Sankirtan life, how you were protected on the road, or if you think about those of you who marry, and the rare cases who are happily married, you can remember how Krishna sent you your wife or your mush, your husband. There is divine guidance in the life, and if you become a little bit more conscious, you can see what many people have seen. Also, in the field of art, many artists are aware of the super soul or of the Lord in the heart, because they know that when they do not know how to continue their artistic career, they very often get an inspiration and write a song. In Austria, I met a young artist who was thrown out of school because he did some nonsense, and then he was very miserable and didn't know what to do with his life, how to continue with his life. But then all of a sudden he had an inspiration to write a song, and in Austria that song became he made a band. It was a good song. The title of the song is Fly to the Sky, and he had an inspiration from the heart. Have you also sometimes inspirations in the heart? I want to read to you something which Mozart wrote about the field of inspiration. When I feel well and in good humor, or when I'm taking a drive or walking, thoughts crowd into my mind as easily as you could wish. Whence and how do they come? I do not know, and I have nothing to do with it. Once I have a theme, another melody comes, linking itself with the first one, in accordance with the needs of the composition as a whole. Then my soul is on fire with inspiration. If, however, nothing occurs to distract my attention, the work grows. Then he describes how, by this intuition, he has written his musical works, which are very, very entertaining for people, at least. I want to play for you the last work of Mozart, which is called the Requiem. But in order to appreciate it, you will need a little background. A requiem is a song or a piece of music which is played during your own funeral. Some devotees like to have Krishna meditation as the requiem for them. Krishna meditation, Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jagat. This is a favorite amongst those who are in the funeral. But in old times, rich people would ask a famous composer to write their own requiem, their own song, which was just played for them only. So Mozart, once he was sitting in his working studio, then all of a sudden a man came who was covered like this, in a gray covering. And he said, "Mozart, I wish that you write my requiem." And then, this was unusual, he took a huge amount of money on the table and went like, "Start right now." Mozart started, and at that time he began to feel very sick, very, very sick. He had a real problem. He went to Prague, into a certain road which I have visited on my last Prague visit, and there he saw a funeral procession. You know, they were carrying the coffin of a dead man. And as he looked to the people who were in this procession, he saw the same man who had come to him in Vienna asking for his requiem. He saw the same man covered with this gray thing like this, as if to hide his own face. And then Mozart knew, it is my own death who has come in disguise to ask me to write my own requiem. And he was going like, and he began to sit down and finish the requiem under a type of inspiration which was unusual. Now, I must admit to you that I know nothing about the music of Mozart. I was just too young when this music was happening, and I myself can't appreciate it so much because I never went deep into it. I can imagine that you also will not be able to appreciate this music very deeply because your taste is different now. You like to hear Krishna meditation maybe and other pieces of Vaishnava bhajans. The point is not, however, that we like this music or dislike this music. The point is that while listening to this music, we want to meditate about this this, let me say, very, very easy way to contact God in the heart, and that is by listening to inspirations. We will hear now an inspired music, and we can think a little bit about inspiration in our own life. Krishna is present everywhere. The Lord's presence becomes especially revealed for us in our own spiritual life when we receive some strength from Him in a difficult situation. When our way becomes clear. Also, the Lord's presence becomes revealed to us when we get some inspiration, when we know which way to go, how to solve a problem in our life. Srila Prabhupada once wrote to Krishna Devidasi in the year 67 about advancement in Krishna consciousness, and that with advancement in Krishna consciousness one is able to actually perceive the Lord in the heart. He said, with advancement of Krishna consciousness, one is able to realize that Krishna is always with his devotees. Not only with his devotees, also with the non-devotees. Huh? I have shown you two video things about, you know, some mountain climber and a famous composer. Krishna is always with his devotees, not only with his devotees, but also with the non-devotees. But the devotees can recognize his presence, and the non-devotees cannot. What I'm trying to get at is that for our spiritual life, it is necessary and it is a healthy sign of advancement if we can make a connection with the super soul. If this connection does not happen due to some reason or another reason, then we should see what we could do to make this connection happening. I would like to come slowly towards the end of my little presentation by telling you how the Lord appears as Super Soul in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a very moving place in the Bhagavatam and very telling at the same time. This is how it is. In the story of Puranjana, we find a soul on its way through the material world. Puranjana dies a very unenlightened death. He is a very ordinary person in that lifetime, but it seemed he had some contact with devotees, and he is born again as a woman because he was very, very attached to his wife. It's a case of gender change. He was a man, but because he was very attached to his wife, he turned into a woman, a princess called Vaidarbhi, who married a king. So, as it was customary at that time, when the king became old, he went with his wife into the forest to take to the path of austerity and use the last part of the life in full Krishna consciousness. So it is described how they were living a very Krishna conscious life, and one day as Vaidarbhi was massaging the feet of her husband, she felt that the feet had become cold. He had died, in other words. Oh no! She started to cry and cry and cry. Then she made a funeral pyre, and on the funeral pyre she put the dead body of her husband and cried and cried and put fire to the funeral pyre, and I think she was just about to enter the flames herself. And all of a sudden, she saw a brahmana. The brahmana said, "My dear Vaidarbhi, don't you remember that in the past you had a very good friend? I am that friend. At this moment in time, both of us are still very, very much, very far away from our original home." And then this mystical brahmana started to reveal more of his identity. He said, "Both of us are living like two swans in the lake of the heart. Does this remind you of something?" It reminds us of the Mundaka Upanishad, where it is said that the Lord sits with the individual soul on the tree of the body just like two birds. We, the conditioned soul, is engaged in picking the fruits of the tree. We eat the fruits of material life, whereas the Lord is always there and watches our every move. And he waits for us that we finally turn to him so that he can give us his instructions. See, when Prabhupada says the devotees and the non-devotees both are guided by the super soul, He also says the devotees should recognize him, whereas the non-devotees don't recognize him. In this seminar, I wish to give you ways and means how you can recognize the super soul in the heart and how you can ultimately talk to him. My dear devotees, I know that this is a very big claim, that after 1 week I will be able to talk to the super soul. I can't believe it. This is just some advertisement to make me come to the seminar. It doesn't work. See, when I was preparing the seminar, I also thought, yes, Prabhupada says we can connect with Krishna in the heart, but I'm now almost 30 years in the movement. Up till now it has not worked. Why will it work if I try it again? I thought like this. But there is a secret in spiritual life which you must know. When you become aware of something and you really want it, then it and you pursue it with full concentration, then it can happen. For instance, if you become aware that you should chant better rounds and you really start to do it, then tomorrow your rounds will be better. So although maybe you will not have the total transcendental vision at the end of the seminar, I do hope that you will try at least to communicate with the super soul, and you will try to become a little bit more sensitive so that you can see how the Lord gives you certain answers by, for instance, speaking through nature. Many things in spiritual life happen because people have had some answer from this super soul. Just the other day when I was in Zurich, at Prabhupada, I saw just behind him on the tree a little squirrel. What is the squirrel? Pieveritze. Pieveritze. Jumping from one branch to the other branch. It's too long and too private to tell you what my question was, but when I saw the Viveritsa, yes, jumping from one branch to the other, it gave me the answer. The answer was, you are an eternal soul, you will leave this body just like the squirrel has left one branch. You will go to the next situation and next body, just like the squirrel who has jumped on the new branch. It was such a deep answer to my question that I'm surprised that the Lord has arranged an answer in such a way. What I want to express is not that I'm a big devotee. I am not, and those who know me know this also. What I want to express is that it is possible for Krishna to talk to you in many, many ways. You just have to not be so groovy any longer, so that you cannot hear the subtle ways how the Lord gives you guidance. You can see him, you can hear him, says Prabhupada. You can talk with him, provided you repair the machine. And our seminar is about this. Tomorrow, I will start the heart work with you. It is described in the Bhagavad Gita that we can recognize the super soul if our mind becomes peaceful. Tomorrow, we will look at some very deep spiritual psychology to understand why we cannot hear the super soul at the present moment and what is necessary so that we can again hear the super soul. Yes, I want to stop now my seminar I want to see if there are some quick questions, and then continue tomorrow. Danny Baksha. Really, the super soul, or what is it? There are some people who say that one day they heard the voice of God in their heart and they followed that voice, and their life became very clear and successful. We know that these people are not spiritually trained so much in any sadhana. Is this really the super soul? It can be many things. We will do also some exercises where we will try to listen to the voice in the heart, and we will hear something. It can be our mind. It can be our false ego. But it can also be the super soul. How do we know what is it? And if I should follow this, yes or no? I mean, to follow the mind is certainly something different than follow the super soul, and there will be a different result also. We will later see some, I don't want to give all my interesting points away. We will look at this from different angles, but here I will already say that we do have a standard answer in our Krishna consciousness movement for devotees. We check with our spiritual master or the Srila Prabhupada. We check with what is in the scriptures, and we check with what the devotees tell us, because the voice of God is very similar to these three things. The spiritual master should be a representative of God, the Shastra or scriptures are representing God, and also the devotees, the God-conscious devotees, are representing Krishna. Now, you have asked something about people who hear this voice. If it's the voice of God which they hear, their life will go in the direction of Krishna, of God, in some ways, according to the culture. If it is a voice from some entity who has no material body, like a ghost, their life will most probably remain on that level, mystical level, but not necessarily the God-conscious level. If it's the mind, they will stay on the platform of the mind. But I think we can, it can, although I said it can be many things, in some cases it is certainly the super soul. Although they have not done any sadhana, although they are not practiced, the Lord's mercy sometimes comes without these conditions. Sometimes the Lord is just very merciful and he enlightens a conditioned soul to change his life to the better. We hear, for instance, in the Muslim tradition that one day Muhammad just went into a cave, and then he had a divine revelation, and then he saw an angel, and the angel said, "Read." He said, "What?" And the angel again said, "Read, read." "Yes, what?" "What?" The angel again said, read, read, read. And he said, what? And then finally the angel gave him a book. There was the Quran. And he read. God just picks sometimes someone and makes him into something wonderful. This happens. It happens also outside of our own tradition. But it can also be something else. We will hear a little later in the seminar that actually everything comes from Krishna. But we have different filters, the filters of our mind, and due to our filtering system, we hear one message in another way. You're a temple president, and you know, sometimes you tell the cook, my dear cook, please cook a pizza without kaperi. And then the cook understands, cook the pizza with kaperi. Kaperi means kaperi, kaperi. Italia. Yes. Very good. Dover. So we hear things in different ways. Jericho.
Could you explain if there any difference between the purified mind and the worship form?
Is there any difference between a purified mind and the voice of the super soul? Well, when you have a purified mind, you don't have so many filters in your mind, and you can hear the super soul very, very clearly. In other words, the purified mind is necessary to hear the super soul properly. Now you have asked the question, is there a difference between a purified mind? Yes, a purified mind is telling you what a purified mind can tell you, that is, on whatever level he is, and God can tell you something totally different. Krishna is always outside of the system of our mind. He's called avanmanasagochara, beyond the reach of the mind. There is a difference. A purified mind can bring you so far as a sattvic person can come with this, and Krishna can just do wonderful things, like he appeared to Madhavendra Puri. He told him from within the mind, I'm very hot in my body the whole summer I'm here, and not only one summer, many hundreds of summers I'm lying under the earth. Madhavendra Puri said, what, Krishna is lying under the earth? Krishna said, yes, and tomorrow you shall go to this and this place, such and such place, and you shall find me. Madhavendra Puri went like, wow. And then in the morning he followed what the Lord had told him. He went with some workers according to the path he had been described, and he dug at the end of the path. Then he found a finger in the earth, then another finger, another finger, another finger. Then he dug more and more, and finally the beautiful deity form of Lord Gopal was there. It was not something the mind could tell, it was what the Lord told, because he knows where he was. This what? There, but it's the squirrel, yes, yes. How do you know that the answer which you got through the Vavaritsa, was really the correct answer. Some things you just know. It is that feeling of sikunos, of security, where you just know, thank you Krishna, this was very clear. I'm happy that you put a dose of a skeptical inquiry here. We should not always accept everything and anything. But see, we are devotees, we turn to the Lord. The Lord cares for us. No, he wants to talk to us. He wants to bring us more back than we can imagine. And He is the source of everything. Some things you just know. For instance, the teaching of the Vavaritsa was in harmony with the scripture. It was an answer from the scripture. The moves from one branch to the next, giving up the old one. In this way, the soul gives up the old body. And it was in harmony with Prabhupada's teachings. With my master's teachings, so I had checked it. I don't know. Some things you just know. But of course, Srila Prabhupada says, if you doubt that this Lord can talk to you, He will never talk to you. I know that you don't doubt this, but sometimes we are so doubtful in general, isn't it? Then the Lord will never talk to us. If we never think it is possible, the Lord will remain hidden. Doesn't reveal Himself. Because Prabhupada said, the Lord doesn't talk to doubter. Yes. This is my criticism of the Hare Krishna movement. We so often talk, I have the same feeling like you, we are not qualified, we are not qualified, we are not qualified, it can never happen, it can never happen, we are never useless, globalist, that it will never happen. The Lord will only reveal Himself to a faithful devotee. If there is no faith and if our mind is engaged in so many things, it will not. I think you can already feel something in my seminar. I will move to an unexplored granitsa. I will try to move to the field of spiritual experience. Do you know that the most quoted verse of Srila Prabhupada is, now hear from, he quotes Lord Krishna, now hear from me how by practicing yoga you can become fully conscious of me. Our movement is about this, becoming conscious of Krishna. This is our strength. This is why some Christians who have studied us are so afraid of us, because we talk a lot of chant and be happy, make an experience, in other words. Come to the summer camp, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj said, and we will show you how to experience God. Yesterday he said, have you heard? We actually, our movement is all about experience of Krishna. But somehow, because we are very serious. I think our training from Prabhupada is extremely serious, and we do not want to move in imaginations. We also have heard a lot of our own weaknesses and so on. And therefore think it is impossible to make a realization of Krishna. But it is possible. That's why I wanted to show you in the beginning that even non-devotees do have some, some realization of Krishna. The mountain climbing, oh, he saved us. It's a very natural realization. I think he saved them. Yes.
When there's a contact which is, when we establish a contact with the Lord, it may happen to a person, but afterwards the contact doesn't continue to exist. In other words, this is not a continuous state.
Yeah.
It just comes and then goes.
Yes, so that the contact stays, you actually need to have pure love of Krishna. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. This is a quotation which says, those who have their eyes smeared with the balm of love, they can always see the Supreme Lord. You need something in the eyes, some love. Then only you can see, actually, be in contact always. Otherwise, it's just a small thing. During a kirtan, you all of a sudden say, did you see that deity? Wow! I want to close with something. I just met a devotee who's an artist in Vrindavan and who is a Prabhupada disciple who made a beautiful form of Krishna and then covered it with a piece of cloth. So once this he had a visit of another artist and he said, you know, he introduced the studio, I'm making this and I'm making that, I'm making this. Then he said, and by the way, this is Krishna, and he pointed. And then he took the cloth down. And he saw from the face of the artist, he was white. He was going like, and then he fell push on the floor. Then he looked. And then he saw that this bronze statue, which he had made, was Krishna. A lot of transcendental energy came from it. So much bliss came in the heart. He became like, and he was extremely ecstatic, although usually he's not so ecstatic. And it was so overwhelming that he also fell on the ground for good association. And then they both woke up after some time and immediately looked. It was the same bronze statue as always. Not good, I mean, not super good, medium good, but also not bad, you know, but not like totally overwhelming. Now, I personally don't think that what I think is Krishna revealed a little of his beauty to these two devotees. You know, when you say in Vrindavan, this toy Krishna, this is Krishna, he reveals a little of his beauty. Many things you can see when you go to Vrindavan. Haribol. Yes, these are very deep subjects. So I wish that you have an open ear. I'm very, very happy that our whole discussion turns around certainty. How are we certain? We don't want to be just imagining our things. And I will, tomorrow, we will go deep into our own mind work a little with the stress score, so that we can make him a little purer and a little thing. Now, I will end here, but I want to request you in very humble ways, please be there on time. Let us have the childish pleasure to be on time. There is a certain childish satisfaction if you are on time. Also, it's better for all the devotees, because then we can start on time. You will hear when we start, about 15 minutes before, we will play a music, which we also play now at the end. And please come at 4 o'clock, and I hope to serve you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Goni Thai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.